Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, it's your favorite host back with the Don't You Worry podcast, and we're here this week to talk about an incredible story that resonated with both of us.
Mm-hmm.
We both recently read Sydney McLaughlin Lavroni's book,
yes,
Far Beyond Gold.
If you don't know who she is a four-time gold medalist.
Yes, she is on the U.S. track and field team,
yeah.
And it was so inspiring watching her at the Olympics this year. She's incredible, but most of all, she takes everything in her track journey and everything and glorifies God with all of it. It's so cool to see. She's so humble, but this story was so cool because it was very honest, you know? The whole, like, front to back, the entire story, she was just honest about her track life, but also her personal life and her journey in finding Jesus. So we would really recommend you go read the book on your own. We won't spoil anything. It was so good. And even if you're not a reader, like it's super easy.
It's like you're just having a conversation with her.
Yeah, it's like she's just talking to you. It's not that long. It's incredible. But what did you love about reading this book? Because we both read it separately. What did you kind of take from her story?
Something that really connected with me through this story was her relationships. And she talks about different relationships that she's found and that she's experienced throughout this book. And I think relationships are just such a big part of my life now. Mm-hmm. And like my relationship with God and my relationship with my friends, my family, you, just a ton of different people in my life. It's so important to me now, and finding deeper relationships or finding things that maybe aren't as good and you kind of stray away from those. So just kind of that part and how she talked about really like digging into finding the good relationships that she has now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that really like kind of stood out to me just because like it's such a huge part of my life now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite part in the book?
The first part of it, I think the whole book literally is the definition of our podcast. Like the whole thing. It is Don't You Worry. I am Sydney McLaughlin. I don't have
minus all of the track stuff.
Yeah, I don't.
She doesn't run.
I don't run.
You're not an Olympian.
I don't have any world records. But other than that, call me Sydney McLaughlin Lavroni. So yeah, but I thought it was really relatable because she talked about honestly a lot of her fear and anxiety that she dealt with. And like you said, the relationships part was really cool because the book is kind of broken up. She talks about track, which honestly was fascinating to me to learn all about that because even though it's not like something that I can relate to, it's really cool to see her journey. So she talked a lot about track, a lot about finding her faith and finding Jesus. But she also talked about relationships, especially with her husband, finding her husband. And I thought it was really cool because she looked back. She wrote the whole book, obviously, and then looked. Like it was, she wrote it looking back on her life, not in the middle
not
of
step
it.
Step by step. It's not like a journal.
And she's now in her 20s. So she wrote it looking at, okay, this was my entire high school experience, moving into college, moving into being an Olympian.
A professional athlete.
Yeah. And it's cool to read that because we are in high school right now and we cannot see anything beyond that because we don't know the full picture. Only God knows. But I think it was really cool how she saw all of the pieces of her story connect. So like you said, with the relationships, I remember one part that stuck out to me that was incredibly relatable. She was talking about how when she was 16, she found worth in the people that she was around. So she looked to other people for recognition, for value. And especially there was a time in her life, she said, where she was just so anxious and thought she needed like a romantic relationship. She wanted a boyfriend so bad. She even said in the book something about like she wanted this picture perfect Disney relationship, you know, like every girl seems to dream of.
Don't we all?
Yeah. But she said that like that was all she wanted at that moment. And she faced rejection and different things in high school, but she was so incredibly focused on that. And then when you eventually read the rest of the story, you find out she met her husband. She didn't even know her husband in high school, which I think also is something that people in high school don't always think about. There's like, I don't know, I guess you can probably agree with me here.
Yeah.
But in high school today, it seems like everyone's looking to date. It really does.
Yeah.
And not that dating's bad. Not that
all relationships are bad, but one thing about the relationships that she had in high school, like you said, she was finding worth in the man. Mm-hmm. And something that stuck out to me about her relationship with her husband was that their relationship was focused on God.
Yeah.
And that was how she, like, that's why it works.
Yeah.
Well, so and I think she that's talked about a big part.
Because when she was in high school, she did not know Jesus. She knew who he was, but did not have a true relationship with Jesus. Never had gotten saved. She just always had grown up in church. And she honestly, she faced a lot of anxiety all the time. And she was looking to friendships too, but also for a boyfriend and looking to have value through that. But then when she found Jesus, then she found her value in that. And that led to her marriage and the things that now her faith in God runs over into her track and into her relationship with her husband and all these different things. But like I was saying, I think now people like put this crazy focus on, okay, you have to date in high school as much as you can. And you have to, and not that it's bad, like I said, but you have to be doing it for the right reasons, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, if you just want a boyfriend, then you're not going to have like, maybe they don't meet all of your standards and you're like, eh, I don't care. Like, yeah. Wait it out.
Yes. No, literally, because Andre, her husband, Andre Lavroni, seems like literally the coolest guy in this book. I mean, she talks about him and talks about her story with him, and he's like this perfect Christian guy. He's not perfect, obviously. Nobody's perfect. But just the way she talks about him, he was a true, like, he was a man of God leading her. Every time she was around him, she felt closer to God. Mm-hmm. And that's how it should be. Like, Andre, I don't know if you're watching right now or if this ever gets out to you, but please come to Tennessee and do like a workshop with all the boys in Tennessee. All the
guys. They need help.
I'm just kidding. I'm sure there are great guys, but yeah, he needs to have like a full workshop and just teach guys how to be good guys. I mean,
girls can definitely learn from her story because it's so powerful. And like, we've learned from her story.
Yeah.
But you know, guys, it's not just a girly book. Guys, you can learn great wisdom in here from her husband.
Yes.
All the things.
Making people better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think something that kind of stood out to me is she talked a lot about the relationships that she had before Andre, and they were guys that were literally stupid and would be like, oh, will you run a race? And like, if I win, then I get to take you out to, like, she's the fastest woman in the world. There's no way. Like, I literally read that out loud and laughed. There's no way that somebody would beat her in a race. But I think it was kind of cool to see the transition because those guys never even really talked about Jesus around her. But then when she met Andre, constantly he would bring up God in conversations. And he would be completely open and honest with her about his past and about things he had struggled with and what he wanted to do. He constantly put God first, even though he was pursuing her, he pursued God first, which then led that to be a steady relationship, you know?
Right, because it was strong on his heart too, and he wanted it to be strong on her heart because he even like plugged her into a Bible study group that he was going to. And he was like, hey, you should really come. And she even talked about how she found some of her closest friends from that group and just things that he did that would push her forward instead of holding her back like all the other guys that she was just trying to, you know, all the kind of things. But it was also a thing because she found Jesus from her like relationship with Andre and him kind of pushing her there. So I think that was just a really good thing about the relationship she had with him.
Right.
Other than all the other guys.
And in she did not know him in high school. Like, she didn't even know who he was. So I think that's something that both of us have eventually realized, because we've both been through the situation before where we're like, oh, but what if we like found the perfect boyfriend right now? But like, there's a chance neither of us have even met the person that we're gonna date. You know what I mean?
That's kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
Kinda scary.
But like, I mean, literally reading this book both of us have had high expectations, but our expectations have been like, even higher. Yeah. The bar set higher after we read this
book.
Good
luck dating a Caldwell girl.
Yes. Guys out there, good luck. I think, honestly, that's one of the reasons that I want girls to read this book, is so that they'll set their expectations higher, because so many people now just settle for, okay, well, they're kind of cute, so I guess we'd be cute together. But like, if you raise the expectation and set your mind on, okay, I am waiting out for a guy that will lead me closer to God, that every time I'm around him, I will feel closer to God and I will feel valued, but not that you're finding your value in him, but that he sees the value in you mm-hmm. that God has already placed inside of you.
And this book isn't just about a dating relationship. Mm-hmm. She also has won multiple gold medals, yes. broken records.
Her track, like the training was really cool to read about. You'll have to go read about that. Mm-hmm. But it also, like, looking back, because she talked about one of her first Olympic trials or something where she looked around at all the competitors and compared herself, that where she was like, oh, these women are mm-hmm. faster than me. They're stronger than me. They're more intimidating than me. And she immediately got so anxious over that. And I think that's something that we can relate to, that a lot of girls can relate to. I don't really know about guys. The guy brain kind of confuses me.
Yeah, but I don't get it.
But like, just so many people, when you compare yourself, that immediately brings up anxiety. But yeah. then when she found Jesus, she said something about how, like, a lot of people think when you do find Jesus that you lose all your freedom, but she literally found
it. She gained it, yeah.
She found freedom after she found Jesus, because then she had no more fear. Well, I won't say no more fears. Her fears were gone, but not that they don't, like, come back up. You know what I mean? Because she just knew how to deal with them, and she knew that she didn't have to compare herself to others when she started that race. And she's a competitor, so, like, you still look around and make sure you're beating everybody you want to win. That's not the case. It's not that she didn't want to win anymore. She just didn't care about comparing herself. She cared mm-hmm. about glorifying God through it, because God gave her the gift to run and run with all her strength. And now she literally, people will interview her, like, on TV, and they'll be like, oh, what did you love about? And she constantly will just give the glory back to God. And people will cut it out because they're like, she's annoying. She talks so mad about God all the time, but she's so humble about it. And she sees that nothing in her life could she have done on her own.
One thing, whenever she was talking about her racing at the beginning, like, when she was looking back, before she, like, had met God and, like, had that encounter, mm-hmm. she was talking about, like, how she, if she didn't win, she, like, hated herself. Like, she was so hard on herself about it because she was so competitive. And not that she lost any of her competitive spirit, because, mm-hmm. like, God put that desire and, like, that pumping up into her
drive.
The drive. And I think it was just so cool at the end, after she, like, found Jesus, she was always talking about, like, win or lose, I'm doing this for God. Like, he's the one who gave this talent to me, so I'm gonna use it, but mm-hmm. I'm going to use it for him because of him. Like, it all goes back to him.
To kind of wrap it up, I just think this is a book that is so worth reading. I mean, literally, our dad read this book.
Yeah.
And me and you do not read the same books as dad. We definitely have different tastes.
Every teenager, adult, everything.
Teenagers, adults, everybody. Because it's so encouraging to see not only her story, but, like, to see that things that we struggle with, especially as high schoolers, but as just humans in general, literally the fastest woman runner in our country right now,
if not in the world.
Yeah.
Like,
she's dealing with the same things, and she has found Jesus, and she literally knows that there's nothing better out mm-hmm. there for her. So it's just so encouraging, and I would encourage everybody to go read it.
And we love this book so much, so go follow us on Instagram, because we're gonna do a giveaway of this book, and it's gonna be super incredible. So stay tuned for that.
Yes, join us next week for another conversation.